the stillness that lingers after the last note. The final hymn fades out, the organ echo dies down, and suddenly everything goes quiet in old stone churches where shadows dance with candlelight. For a lot of believers in Christ, that silence after the final hymn is where something deep happens. It's not just empty space. There's a lot of presence in the silence, like God's right there, waiting for us to notice. If you're sitting in a Gothic cathedral, you see the high arches reaching up like hands raising in prayer. The voices that just fill the air with praise for our Lord have stopped. The last chord lingers for a second, then vanishes. It's a beautiful, sometimes scary pause when the way of the world collides with the wonder of faith. The dark beauty of ancient faith meets the light that never goes out. That's what Christian Gothic is all about. The silence after the final hymn invites us to reflect without all the noise. No more singing, no announcements, just you and the cross up front. You feel the cold stone under your feet and the warm glow of faith in your chest. It's a reminder that Christianity isn't always about loud revivals or big events. Sometimes God whispers truths to you in the hush. The Bible is full of these quiet times. Often after big moments, there's a pause. Jesus even went to quiet places to pray in silence. That stillness after the hymn is our modern version of that. The Gothic feel comes from the mystery, the way light filters through stained glass, even when the singing stops, painting colors on the floor like promises from above. It's where doubts creep in, but also where peace pushes them out. There are parts of life that feel shadowy in this quiet. Maybe work is hard, relationships are hard, or the news makes everything seem dark. But faith says the light wins right there, with a hymn book closed. It's not fancy theology. It's simple. Just like in the song, God is with us in the silence as well. His presence doesn't end with the final hymn. This stillness teaches us patience. We live in a world that hates quiet. Phones buzz, music plays everywhere, but after that last note, we learn to sit with God. It's casual, like hanging out in his house after service. No rush to leave, just breathing in the holy. Gothic Christianity loves this contrast, the dark wood carvings of saints with a bright hope in their eyes. There's a lot of creativity and deeper prayer in the silence after the last hymn. Ideas for helping others pop up. Burdens feel lighter when laid down in the quiet. It's a time for the soul to stretch, to remember that we're part of something ancient and alive. This pause has existed since the early church in hidden rooms to the grand cathedrals. Let's not rush past it next time. Stay a minute longer. Let the silence wrap around you like a cloak of faith. Feel the Gothic wonder of ancient stones holding centuries of prayers and the fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. Transformation happens in those quiet moments, not in the loud ones. The beauty of it is how personal yet shared it feels. Every believer knows this silence in their own way. It connects us across time, from medieval monks to folks today in small chapels or big cities. It reminds us that worship doesn't stop when the music stops. In the silence, our hearts keep singing. This theme shows that Christian Gothic isn't all about gloom. It's about finding hope in the shadows. The silence after the last hymn is an invitation to go deeper with God. Next time you're there, embrace it. It will fill you with peace you won't understand. In the silence, we can't hide from God or ourselves. Sins we ignore during upbeat songs come back to mind, but so does grace. Forgiveness feels real in the silence. It's casual encouragement to confess and move forward stronger. The architecture itself helps. Vaulted ceilings remind us silence points upward. Gargoyles outside might look scary, but inside, the cross stands victorious. That's Gothic Christian vibe, darkness serving light. It trains the heart for those church moments. After reading scripture, pause. After praying out loud, listen. It's mysterious and comforting, full of expectation. The silence after the final hymn echoes the wait for Christ's return. We should cherish these still times. They're not empty. They're full of God. The hymn ends, but the conversation with our Savior continues.